Okay, I've got 9:10. We'll call this special meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court order at this time. For those of you that are here in person, if you've got an electronic device, we'd ask that you place it on silence. And for those that are participating by Zoom, we'd ask that you place your device on mute till such time that you need to address the court. We'll begin this morning with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we're so grateful to be able to assemble peacefully here in your sight this morning. Lord, we want to thank you for the many blessings that you continue to grace us with. That, Lord, the much needed rains and cooler temperatures. Lord, we ask that you watch out over us, guide us, protect us. And Lord, we ask that the actions we take here today honor you here on earth as you watch over us from heaven. We ask all these things in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
And the pledge to our flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. The next item on the agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter other than matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone that's participating by Zoom that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5 on the agenda. Consider paying invoice for task order CC07-01. This is the task order that the court had previously asked Mr. Belt to work out the details with NRS. We sent that out to you, I think, last week. And this would be the first payment for that that would have been invoiced against that task order.
Is this for the shovel ready?
This is part of the shovel ready piece of thing. Yes.
I thought we agreed that we were going to do it on 11%.
I had not
to fund it whenever we got the money.
I had not talked with specifically with Mr. Belt. He is the one that worked this task order with NRS. Subsequently, I did talk with Mr. Manning, and he can give us a little bit of insight. The payments are the original or the base amount is templated off of just under 10 million.
We still haven't got it.
We have not, and I don't know what Mr. Belt, you know, worked out with Mr. Manning, but that's what we sent over. And based off of our actions, he was going to work that agreement.
Sound like we never spelled here. One of the things we haven't addressed is that happened on February 24th, 2003, one of the motions that were approved. I don't remember this at all. And I just went out an email. We have not addressed that issue either. We're not a council.
Yeah, I tried to get that on this agenda, but I was that late to correct that first.
I had conversations with Ms. Newton. I have not reviewed that, and I don't want to get too far off of what the topic is here.
11% is not addressed in this. I don't remember it going down like that at all. I don't know how y'all make feel, but that I do not remember that at all being worded that way. And we're definitely not a council. So
don't know if we need to have any discussion, but as far as I'm concerned today, this needs to be tabled.
Second.
There's a motion to table and a second. I think the court needs to think very carefully. Because I'll tell you, I did not have any part of what the outline of that contract was. But it was my understanding from the court that the desire, and I expressed this in our last meeting, because Mr. Belt asked for some guidance on it. It was my understanding that the court wished him to come up with the agreement, with what that task order looked like. And I did receive that from Mr. Belt, not from any other source.
But you know I can't sit here. Okay. Yes, I believe Mr. Belt needs to, even if we have to wait 2 or 3 hours, I think we need Mr. Belt here to understand why he crafted it this way. Because this is not anywhere, nothing even close to what we discussed in court. Nothing, zero. There was no indication of any prepayments. There was no indication, absolutely, when that motion was made, given the directive to our county attorney, there was nothing about prepayments, not understanding the prepayments. We can go back to our February 24th meeting, and we tabled that. Actually, I take that back. It was the January 24th meeting when Mr. Manning brought for consideration task CC05.01 or CC.08. At that meeting, we pushed back because NRS was asking for $80,000 to do additional data collection. And I'm kind of bringing you guys up to where I am to provide extra data collection, because the GLO had changed the game. Everybody good so far?
Good.
Okay. Well, we rejected that $80,000 because we thought, one, that we had already spent enough of the taxpayer's money to get to this point. I would also have contention that CC05 said that NRS would complete an application and submit it to the GLO. Now, based on the advice, we went back to the table because they said they wanted more information. So then on March 28th, we had a special meeting where we had considerable conversation about this. As usual, NRS made a long presentation about everything and the cost of roads and and then NRS came to us with what I thought was a reasonable solution, looking out for the county's interest of deferring or scheduling our cash outlay over time. We also talked about a line of credit, talked about a tax note. It was a long conversation we had during that workshop. What really set me back was, I don't know how Mr. Belt interpreted this, but I wrote down here after we had much conversation that we would talk about an initial payment once we got the funding letter, anticipating that to be around on or around October. So we get the letter of intent that says, okay, you are funded. We would give NRS a percentage. Shame on us. We did not ask what that percentage was at that time. I should have. I was thinking should have been a fair and reasonable number, so they would get some upfront money as soon as we were funded. And then we talked about funding that at 50% as the work was done and we collected our money, and then at 75% of the total, funds when 75% of the work was complete and we submitted all our paperwork and we got our approval from GLO. And then, a small holdback at the end, which is pretty common. I think we're all familiar with retainers and holdback at the very end to make sure that, all of the tasks are complete. So that was my recommendation or my recollection of how all this went down. So when I read this task order and I saw these prepayments starting immediately, I can't support that. First question is, and I think we have to open this up, how do we fund that? We don't have in the budget $125,000 immediately to that I'm aware of to make that prepayment.
I mean, I don't know what the current balance is in the grant support fund. But that would be the line item it would be paid from.
Okay.
I think there is that funding.
I don't have that number off the top of my head, but it's like 60,000, I think we have as a balance in there.
Okay.
And I'm looking for that.
The number that the 11%. Was proposed by Mr. Manning. It was discussed in court, and if I remember correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Mr. Commissioner Basham had even said, "Would you come down off that just a little bit? Would be willing to." So the 11% had been discussed. The prepayment schedule. Really, in my mind, does not put the county at any risk because if, in fact, the county were to receive no funds, NRS would be responsible for reimbursing the county those amounts because it is, again, based off of what that award would be.
Is that implied or is that in this task order? Because I didn't see where it says anywhere that if we don't get funded that we get our.
The only thing I remember on the reimbursement was the $50,000 that was already paid.
Right,
would come off the top of their percentage.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about prepayments or anything. I thought they were getting well 11% whenever we were awarded the money.
I do not see how in the spirit of our original conversation, how this assists the county with our cash flows. And that was the intent of the 11% because it was to, graciously, if not, I was willing to pay the full amount once we got funded, of the 11%. It was NRS's suggestion that came to this court about cash flow.
Well,
right. Yeah. And it sounded pretty good at the time. But in no way at all does this task order reflect our conversation. So I do believe Mr. Belt needs to, and if and when he is here, I will tell him that I think he crafted a task order that did not fit what the court's intention was.
Does anybody have contact with Mr. Belt?
He's got a meeting this morning. I don't know how long it'll be, but I think Judge Mr. Bell and NRS need to go back drawing board try to work something else out different because I'm not gonna. No, for me. His point. That's not saying that we can't go back to the drawing board and figure something out that we can all agree on, because I'm out here in the courtroom of agreements that we need this money to help with our infrastructure. I don't want to miss out on it, but I'm not going to agree to this.
Well,
and I'm just, you know what I mean, but just Layton Road Bridge, you put a ton of time and effort, and that's what I'm thinking, very frustrating. Those guys should be doing their things, and they're working their butt off to get things done. But, well, in all honesty, they need to get back to the drawing board and draw something else, because, you know, right, because we have an issue we haven't addressed on February the 24th. Why this thing drove up, and because I don't remember being that way. And he sent out an email, we need to have some discussion on that. That's why I think this time this needs to be tabled. Work out the issues and figure something out different.
Yeah, and then a separate, you know, discussion would be funding. Sure, we might have 125,000 now, but what about April? What about May? What about June? What about July? What about, that's $875,000 that does. Cash flow that I don't think the court, you know, has, and that was not the spirit of our conversation.
I want to sit there, and that's the deal I want to say in the task order here, that if we do give an RS $800,000, we're not awarded this grant, are they going to pay back $875,000?
Judge, I call the question.
I'm sorry.
I call the question.
Okay. the motion is to table, and there is a second with that. I would say that due to the nature of this, and obviously not having one of the key players here, that. Depending upon the outcome of the vote, we in fact, after addressing the next one, consider recessing until we can get Mr. Belt here to kind of give us his side of why and how that task order was drafted. And then we can also potentially have some follow-up conversations. Well, but noting that there is an issue with what some members of the court believe to be the minutes from a previous meeting, I did not review that particular recording, but the county clerk has. And she believes that that is the wording, and it was recorded accurately, and this court did in fact vote that to be the record. So unless there is some substantial proof, that piece of the wording
I think is, the wording was reviewed by counsel.
Well, I'm just saying that was what the county clerk, the county clerk had recorded. Okay, so the motion has been called for question. Motion is to table from Commissioner Basham and a second from Commissioner Matthews. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. We will table. Item number six on the agenda is to consider the floodplain development permit application for Steelhouse Wastewater Treatment Facility upgrade and expansion for the City of Gatesville. The City of Gatesville does have an expansion of that wastewater treatment facility in progress as part of their PCEQ and Texas Water Development Board funding. They must have an approval for a floodplain application because there are portions of that facility that lies within the floodplain. And so the documents that you were provided for that particular application.
I make a motion to approve the county development permit application order on floodplain permit 23-04.
We got a motion from Commissioner Basham and the second from Commissioner Taylor.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Any further discussion on item number six? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. We will be in recess until such time that we can get confirmation on the availability of Mr. Belt. And I'll reach back out to you and we will reconvene at that time.
Thank you.